We're going to hear a story about the Lord calling his first four disciples. And when I read the story of the Lord calling the first four disciples, I want you to listen and see if you can hear what were those disciples doing when the Lord called them. The disciples were doing something when the Lord called them. What were they doing? And what were they doing it with? So listen to see if you can hear. From then, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of the heavens is near." And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he says unto them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." And straightway they left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them. And straightway, leaving the ship and their father, they followed him. So what were the disciples, those four disciples, two sets of brothers, what were they doing when the Lord called them? What were they doing?
Fixing their
nets. Mending their nets. Now, the Lord told his disciples that he would make them, does anyone remember the phrase? Yeah?
Fishers of men.
Now, the kind of fishing that the disciples did wasn't with a fishing pole. They would use what's called drag nets, big nets to catch as many fish as they can. Sometimes they'd have multiple boats next to each other, and they'd have a net strung between the boats, and they'd bring it out from the deep waters all the way to the shore to bring in whatever fish they could. You can imagine these nets were very big, and because fish can be strong and can bite and jump and wiggle, that the nets would break. So they'd have to mend them and clean them. So you can see here is a net, right? And it's got lots of little knots in it. Can everyone see the knots in it? Lots of knots. At every intersection, you can see a knot, like a little knot at each corner. See a knot in each corner?
Yeah.
Yep. So at each intersection, there's a little knot. And then you can see this part is sort of a tangled mess. It's been broken off from the rest of it, hasn't it? So it needs to be mended. This is what the disciples were working on. They were working. Here, let me hold that. Can I hold it? They were working at mending the net to make it big and strong, retying the knots, maybe getting some more rope and tying it together, mending and mending the nets. Now, the disciples were men who had been waiting to hear from the Lord. They knew that the Lord, the Messiah, was prophesied to come. And when he came, they were very excited to follow the Lord. They thought, now is the time. But the Lord, in his providence, called fishermen. He didn't call princes or kings. He didn't call other kinds of men. The first disciples he called were fishermen. Why? Here is another story about the Lord and his disciples. Now, listen to this story and hear if you can hear what happens to the net that the fishermen have. And it came to pass, as a crowd pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishers were gone out of them, and were washing their nets. And having stepped into one of the ships, which was Simon's, he besought Simon to launch out a little from the land. And sitting down, he taught the crowd from the ship. And when he had ceased speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets to catch fish. But Simon, answering, said to him, Master, having labored through the night, we have taken nothing. But at thy saying, I will let down the net. And when they had done, they enclosed a multitude of many fishes, and their net broke. Their net broke. And they beckoned to their partners in the other ship, remember there are two ships, that they should come to take some with them. And they came and filled both the ships with so many fish that the ships began to sink. And Simon Peter, seeing this, fell before the knees of Jesus, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, Lord. For astonishment encompassed him, and all who were with him, at the catch of the fishes which they had taken. And likewise also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were companions with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And they brought their ships to land and left all and followed them. So what happened to the net when they fished with it that time? What happened to it? Do you remember? They were cleaning it at first, and then the Lord told them to cast it into the deep, and they started to bring it up and something happened.
You know? It broke.
It broke. It broke from all the fish. It broke. And do you remember what Simon Peter said to Jesus? What he said to the Lord? Because he saw how many fish there were. He said, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man. Peter said, I'm not worthy to follow you, Lord, when he saw the miracle of all those fish. Now, the Lord said that his disciples would become fishers of men. What do you think that means? Is the Lord going to literally have the disciples throw nets at men and drag them up? No. No. He's going to have the disciples, do you know? Teach them about him, which means, what are they going to do? What do you do with a net and fish? What do you do? Yeah. You gather as many fish as you can, as possible, in a big net. And that's what the disciples were supposed to do. They were supposed to be fishers of men. Gather in as many people as possible and teach them about the Lord. Spread their net wide. They're not supposed to be like spear fishermen or fishermen with a rod, catching one fish at a time. They're supposed to cast their net out and drag in as many fish as possible. Or if they're fishers of men, they're supposed to bring in as many people as possible to teach about the Lord. Lots of people, multitudes. And they're supposed to use something that's like a net. Do you know what it is? What are the disciples, what are they going to use to bring people to the Lord? You have an idea? What might they use to bring people to the Lord? Well, what do ministers use to bring people to the Lord? Do you know? What do we use? What do your teachers use to bring people to the Lord? Do you know?
The Word.
Yes. The net represents all the different truths from the Word that are in your mind. So if you think about all the different things that are in your mind that are truths from the Word that you know, each truth you know, like, what are some truths we know from the Word? What are some good truths that we know? What's true from the Word? Yeah? Follow the Ten Commandments. That's 10 very good truths. Love the Lord. The Lord loves you. Love your neighbor. These are all important truths. Each one of those truths is like another piece of rope in the net, all tied together. Your mind is like a net with lots of different knowledges in it, lots of different truths. And each one of them is tied together. They're all intertwined. Because you can't love the neighbor or the Lord without following the Ten Commandments. So they're intertwined like a net. those truths, those teachings are how the Lord is going to bring people to him. It's how the disciples are going to gather in lots of people and bring them to the Lord. And it's how the Lord will bring us to heaven. You can imagine the Lord is the great fisherman. And he is bringing everyone that he can to his kingdom. And the way he's going to bring them to heaven is through the truth of the Lord's word. So you, too, can be a disciple. You can be a disciple and an apostle. You can learn truths of the word, and you can bring first yourself to the Lord by obeying those truths. And by doing that, you can bring in all the other people. So you, too, can be a fisher of men. But first, learn truths from the word. Mend your nets. Amen.